Listening Library presents Requiem by Lauren Oliver. Read for you by Sarah Drew. For Michael, who took down the walls. Lena. I've started dreaming of Portland again, since Alex reappeared, resurrected but also changed, twisted like a monster from one of the ghost stories we used to tell as kids. The past has been finding its way in. It bubbles up through the cracks when I'm not paying attention and pulls at me with greedy fingers. This is what they warned me about for all those years, the heavy weight in my chest, the nightmare fragments that follow me even in waking life.
I warned you, Aunt Carol says in my head.
We told you, Rachel says.
You should have stayed.
That's Hannah, reaching out across an expanse of time through the murky, thick layers of memory, stretching a weightless hand to me as I am sinking. About 24 of us came north from New York City. Raven, Tack, Julian, and me, and also Danny, Gordo, and Pike, plus 15 or so others who are largely content to stay quiet and follow directions. And Alex. But not my Alex. A stranger who never smiles, doesn't laugh, and barely speaks. The others, those who were using the warehouse outside White Plains as a homestead, scattered south or west. By now, the warehouse has no doubt been stripped and abandoned. It isn't safe, not after Julian's rescue. Julian Feynman is a symbol, and an important one. The zombies will hunt for him. They will want to string the symbol up and make it bleed meaning so that others will learn their lesson. We have to be extra careful. Hunter, Bram, Lou, and some of the other members of the old Rochester homestead are...